coming at ya from right about I-94 and I-75. From the bowels of Detroit, Michigan. If you don't know, now you know. You are rolling live with the Olin Ezra Show. I'm Mr. Magnanimous. To my right, we got Olin Ezra. To my left, the Average Joe. Right across from me, I see Big Baby B. What's up, yo? And now, with Dylan in the sound booth, let's roll. Give me some. Give me some.
What's up, Detroit?
Yeah. You're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. So, yeah, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Oh, magnificent.
Magnanimous, no doubt.
Magnano.
We got a special guest today. I'd like to introduce Robert Loggia sitting to my left here.
Oh, my God. Are we going to have to put up with that with the whole show?
Yep. How do you spell that name, sir?
That would be R for Robert
Jesus
Loggia.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. It's Robert Loggia.
Hey, Dylan, what do you think about this?
How dare you address me so early in the show?
I know. I just needed to, dude. I felt you needed to make an early appearance. Just like if you, it's like your early appearance brings on the Red Dwarf of Detroit, you know?
Yep.
That's dangerous territory.
That's dangerous symbology there, Dylan.
Yeah, I don't fear anything on the streets of Detroit except for the Red Dwarf.
Dude, I think the Red Dwarf is on our side, if you ask me.
What were we drinking? We were drinking a 20-pack or a 24-pack of Coors.
Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Silver Bullet.
I've never heard of this reported Red Dwarf of Detroit, but apparently it's a real phenomenon.
It's phenomenon is right. The word is out there. People have seen it, going back as early as Cadillac when he came to the lovely shores of Detroit to conquer it.
You know that dude was walking around thinking everybody was he was better than everybody else because La Cadillac.
Yeah, right.
I am French.
It's like I'm the Cadillac of conquerors. Okay.
Pat, you're pretty quiet today.
No, dude, I'm just listening.
Red Dwarf thing's weird about.
What do you think about the Red Dwarf?
I don't know what to think about the Red Dwarf.
I guess it like I don't know because you're a cable guy. What if you saw like you know the Red Dwarf climb up the telephone pole and start like you know like I don't know.
I'm a fat guy. I would have a heart attack. I would fall off the fucking ladder. No, but see with my strap, it would just be like a dead fat guy just hanging from a pole.
That would be one thing OSHA would not want.
We gotta keep a lookout. This Red Dwarf could be popping up at any point.
Well, last time he was seen, he was seen scurrying up a telephone pole in 1976 some Detroit Edison employees, like at a lunch break.
At a lunch break,
I guess they yelled at it.
I thought it was a kid.
And it jumps off the telephone pole and like goes and runs away. Dude.
It did. Yeah, I think the story actually says that it leered at them.
Is this even real? Oh my God!
We'll see, because I imagine some catastrophes heading our way within the next 2-3 months.
That was what, the War of 1812?
Yeah,
the last time
about,
it was seen,
yeah,
or the French Indian War,
French Revolution,
unbelievable.
Throughout history till now, you know, but we shall see.
Pat, Red Dwarves, man,
that's fucking creepy.
Hey, Dylan, like if there was a female Red Dwarf, would you, you know, try to give her a little of that loving?
No.
It depends on what kind of dwarf we're talking about.
I don't, Dylan. Dude, what if she was like the sexiest red dwarf you see?
Maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
How many fucking red dwarfs have you seen, Dylan?
Would you give her the red dot, red dart to your red dwarf?
The red rocket to the red dwarf.
Horrifying.
Sounds like a Russian video game. It's like, oh, you sunk my battleship.
Oh man.
Red Dwarf for PS2.
I hope to God we don't see the Red Dwarf at the industry sleeping on the 6th.
You know, I hope we do, because he will know.
That'd be awesome. He's just sitting up in the corner with a beer.
That would be tight, because we know that we'd about to be fucked, but the Red Dwarf showed up.
He's just sitting in a corner with a beer and shit. Just
I used to be feared around here.
Live from the Bullfrog, it's the Red Dwarf!
Dwarf, how you feeling today?
He just runs out the front window, busts out. It like looks like a cartoon because it's like the two arms. You know what I mean? Like cardboard cut out. Whatever.
Say hello to my little friend, Robert Loggia. Hello. Who's your dwarf?
What? Yeah, would he? Oh man, if they're both at the show, I'm gonna be scared.
Fuck yeah.
I might defecate at the sight.
But
we do. How dare you?
That's dwarf talk right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has to be the most ridiculous thing we've ever talked about.
If you actually slow that down, it says, no, Olin, actually, it's quite historically significant.
The historical significance of the red dwarf is staggering.
I'm just translating it for all our dwarf friends out there, that's all.
Yep. That's cool, dude. I mean, I've often thought I was too tall, so don't feel bad. If you're too short, you feel it. If you're too tall, you feel it. If you're too fat, you feel it. If you're too skinny, then you're too skinny. Don't quit.
Yeah, of course. But anyway, the industry is sleeping December 6th, 2008. That's this upcoming Saturday. So the doors open at 5 o'clock for the all-ages portion. It's going to be hosted by us, the Olin Ezra Show. It's a Purple Hash Productions and No Exit Entertainment Productions event. Magnanimous is going to be there. The Sincerely Red's going to be there. Ajax is going to be there. And we're going to be hosting the show. It's going to be one hell of a massive blowout.
Ajax just played a show with the Anybody Killer, his album release party, actually.
Yeah, ABK. Ajax is doing some things for himself. He's doing cool. Good. Dylan, what do you think about Ajax's relative success?
It's good.
It is good.
Thank you so much for that generic comment, Dylan.
Oh, my God. He always chimes in with the most prolific shit, doesn't
he? I know.
He?
It's just earth-shattering. Thank you for that earth-shattering bit, Dylan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. This ABK album called Mudface just dropped, I think, on Friday. They did that down in Columbus, and it's supposed to be pretty big, man. I heard it was good. A couple tracks off of it. Sounds pretty
good. The last Ajax show I was at was sold out. So, I mean, I don't know if Red and Meth had anything to do with that, but Ajax was there. And let me tell you something about this guy. You will not see a guy on stage with more energy and passion than Ajax. It's unbelievable.
Nice.
I mean, he brings it. Like, I've seen him at shows where nobody was there. He didn't give a fuck. He was like so into his shit. It was just amazing.
I mean, in my experience, sure, he could be ready to rock one or 100,000. You know,
absolutely. Dylan, what do you think about Ajax's energy?
Explosive.
It is explosive.
And he's on the Purple Hash. That's insane.
Purple Hash. Actually, yeah, Purple Hash, man. He loves the hash. He's a big fan of the Mary Jane, and I actually talked to George, and they're like uber stoked that Prop 1.
You know, that's on that.
Of course,
sure.
I'm uber stoked that
who isn't
Prop 1 passed.
People even kind of, you know, they either don't smoke it, they're against what it's for. They're even saying, sure, bring it.
Just let them do their. Who do stoners hurt really? Other than bags of chips?
The war on drugs is a lie. I know that much.
No, absolutely. Yep. And think about how many innocent lives it's cost for nothing. For nothing.
Legal should a health professional deem you worthy
of
getting a prescription.
What do you need to get Xanax?
Quotes when I said health professional. Though.
Right.
Yeah, quotes. All you need to do is say, you know, I have an anxiety disorder and I have trouble sleeping.
I mean,
what do you want? Xanax? Blah, 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 blah. We have a whole list here.
And total disclosure, sure, that's... Did I say disclosure or disclosure? No, I said disclosure. Total disclosure, sure. That's
hey, do me a favor, please. What? Say Fallujah.
Fallujah. Oh, in the Loja voice or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Fallujah.
Frank Beckman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
Yeah, those shows are a little...
Good. Good Lord. Oh, man. Well, I was driving with my dad, and he made me listen to him the other day. And he was talking about Proposal 1. Apparently, we're going to end up with crackheads just overflowing streets and marijuana addicts living next to children and damaging their childhood. But at the same time, these people are taking these kids to these churches where they're getting molested.
Exactly. Sending them to these churches where they're getting molested, sending them to these schools where they're getting fucked up royally, mentally, physically, emotionally.
Mentally, yep.
It's all fucked up.
We have gone,
let them get high.
We've gone way off topic, but you idiots just need to stop it. Please, for the love of God, think for 5 minutes what you're doing and stop it. All right, that's our little bit.
There it is.
That was totally unscripted, by the way. So.
Hey, it was all on the cuff, mate.
Oh man, that was some good material there. Good work, fellas.
Good work. Shit, yeah. Good work.
So Pat, what do you got? What do you got for us today? I'm sure it has to involve with, you know, clowns. What is it? Tongue jacking, balloon knots.
Nope.
Party clowns.
Nope. This week I'm gonna hit you up with you. Two
non-molestation articles.
Okay, now I'm telling you, no, none of this shit involve molestation. Okay. So first up, we got a guy that fucked a 14-year-old. No. No. First off, we got a...
How dare you?
All right. First off, we got a Bethlehem man who's accused of choking his girlfriend after trying to get her to fuck him all night long to no avail. Right.
Wait. Hold up. Wait a minute. Is this serious?
Yes, this is 100%
serious. That has to do with molestation.
No, it doesn't. No one here is underage.
No, but it's rape.
No, it's not rape because he didn't get the fucker.
But she got choked to death.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't die. She didn't die. No. It wasn't murder. It's not rape. It's just some stupid fuck.
It's a sexual assault.
It wasn't a sexual assault. He didn't get any.
But he tried.
It was an assault because he couldn't do a sexual assault. He's charged with felony aggravated assault. It's not sexual assault at all. He didn't. It's like at this point when he decided to try to choke her with the bed sheet and like pull her hair out, he wasn't trying to fuck her anymore. At this point, he was pissed. He was beyond trying to fuck her. At this point, his boner was gone.
That reeks of sexual. Choke her with a bed sheet while pulling her hair. You're telling me that's not about sex?
No, it was, he got pissed off to the point of, you know what, fuck sex, I'm killing this bitch. But if y'all thought that last one was something fucked up, you're gonna enjoy this one. Apparently, William Glenn Smith, 50, of Kelso, he's just been found guilty of 4 counts of third-degree rape on Thursday. You wanna know why? Because he had 3 women sign sex contracts with him.
Pat's non-sex articles are all about sex.
I didn't say they weren't sex. I said they weren't molestation.
Right?
None of these articles involve underage children. Okay, so 2 of these chicks were his relatives.
All right. How far south was this?
This is over in, like, the Maryland, the lower, like, D.C., District of Columbia shit. But, yeah, apparently this guy had 2 of his family members. They won't say if it was, like, nieces, cousins, aunts, nothing. But, yeah, he had 3 women sign sex contracts. Like I said, 2 of them were his relatives. 1 of them was a mildly retarded girl.
Oh, God.
Right. This is a quote from...
Most people that aren't mildly retarded don't know what they're signing in a contract.
And
let
plus,
alone the mildly
really,
retarded.
My man whipped up contracts.
Right, no, because he's...
just whipped up. Like,
right, he wrote them up because he was a... Right, because he was already like a sex offender or some shit that they had him on. I don't know what the
you
previous
must
charges
tongue
were.
The ball regent.
That would be an awesome contract. But listen, he drew up the contract saying that he could touch and have sex with the women. Like I said, 2 of which they were his relatives. The contract said that the women would have to pay Smith thousands of dollars if they told him no.
Oh my God! So they told him no, and now he's suing them for the money.
No. They told him no and went to the cops, and the cops said this is illegal. even though all of these chicks like readily agreed, like read the shit and was like, oh, okay, yeah, this doesn't sound that bad. The contracts promised the women a bunch of different shit, like help with their personal lives, depending on the contract. A couple of them got assistance with a divorce. They got childcare, clothing, a place to stay, and a breast job.
Now, you know what? Hold on. Now, if this was not this guy's relatives, if this was just random girls, I would commend this man for his genius.
I gotta think. Sure, breast job was involved in that. All right.
Right.
But they have
the sex is not an issue, I'm sure.
This is free market capitalism at its finest.
Sure is.
It is.
But listen, right. But see, it's fucked up because it's like one of the girls, 23-year-old girl, one of the victims, she said that she didn't want to have sex with him, but each time that she told him no, he told her that she had to because she had, of course, signed the contract. This chick has an 8th grade education. She lives on Social Security benefits and has a learning disability.
Dull boy.
What's his name?
Name is William Glenn Smith.
William Glenn Smith. Congratulations, you, sir, are the official Ole and Ezra Show ass hat of the week.
Wait. Oh my God, I wish you would have let me give his quote before you did that.
Oh, and
this will just solidify.
And he quotes. And he quotes, mind you.
Okay, apparently they put Smith on the stand. And he testified that he wrote up the contracts to protect himself from prosecution, but on the witness stand actually said, and I quote, "Apparently I'm here, so I guess it don't work."
Oh man, this guy. If only he had like strayed outside of his family like most normal people do and just, you know, did this for a couple of chicks, man, I'd be like, man, that man's a genius. But, you know, he did it with his...
You are contractually obligated.
I'm going to make sure
that
to put...
That is awesome, though, right?
That's a good hook.
I hope when people, you know, how our website keeps popping up in searches for Mr. Greasy, I hope when people search for Mr. Greasy, they also find this man.
Oh, my God. Look, okay, now check this out. You guys are talking about too much sex. Okay, on the opposite side of the spectrum... And this is, trust me, you guys are going to agree with me that this is like one of the dumbest things you could possibly do. If you know, if you sit around and think about it for a minute. A Chicago couple that have been dating for, oh crap, see, yeah, the article doesn't say how long they've been dating.
They have been dating a long, long time.
Well, I don't know. They, you know what, that this shit sounds like they could have been dating for like a couple of months and was like, fuck this, I can't wait any longer. But these people have never even been in a room alone, in a house alone together. But they just got married and shared their first kiss at the altar.
Duh.
Disgusting.
Exactly. It's like you don't even know what the fuck you're getting yourself into.
This episode of the Olin Ezra Show has been brought to you by Peeny Caps.
Have you ever noticed that after sex with your loved one?
Yeah.
Significant other?
Yeah.
Or... coke whore.
Yeah.
The tip of your penis leaks semen for up to 25 minutes.
Ooh.
Are you always getting embarrassing stains, sticky underwear, and a crusty hole that makes you urinate like a sprinkler?
So true.
Well, not anymore. With the new Peeny Caps.
Peeny Caps.
The leakage is absorbed into the new super absorbent tip. The Peeny Cap Masky Pad fits snugly around your leaky one and soaks it all up until the faucet runs dry. No more embarrassing stains.
Yes.
So long, crusty hole.
Finally.
Try them now for 30 days or your money back guaranteed.
Not really guaranteed.
Peeny Cap Masculine Pads. Get the drip.
Associated Press today talking about Switzerland being the first to endorse and enact its heroin program.
Really?
Huh.
People that are addicted, can't get off of it, keep going on withdrawals.
So wait a minute. Does that mean that heroin,
a certain amount.
That just sounds too goddamn logical to be a reasonable solution. You mean to tell me that heroin addicts will no longer be associated with AIDS and at least be associated with like a weed head that doesn't have anything?
They're trying to make addicts not seem criminal.
Oh my God! That's ridiculous. That'll never work. They're gonna have drug addicts on the streets, ladies and gentlemen. It's dark days for our country. I'm just kidding. That's freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
I'm saying that's the first of its kind too in the world. So bring it on.
Nice.
See what happens here. But anyway, yeah.
Wow. No. Oh my God. I feel so much more enlightened now that I've heard that. Switzerland just seems so much more appealing by the minute.
They're supposed to be neutral in the world.
They've always been neutral, too.
All right, I got three more quick hits for you guys.
Pow!
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, you can do a heist using your vehicle and a dollar store can of Vaseline. Case in point, 80-year-old Helen Artem got into a car accident earlier this week.
Say her last name one more time for me, please.
80-year-old Helen Artem earlier this week was in a car accident with two gentlemen.
Artem.
The gentleman actually got out of the vehicle and, you know, helped her inspect her car, see what kind of damage it was. But while inspecting the car, rubbed a Vaseline-like substance on the woman's hand by, quote-unquote, mistake. Upon noticing this, of course, Miss Artem, you know, says, "Oh, what's this on my hand?" And the gentleman that put it on there says, "Oh, hold on, I'm sorry. Let me grab a towel, get that off of you." And, of course, he grabs a towel, rubs it off of her hand. In the process, the Vaseline-like substance is, you know, all over her hand, all over her ring finger, which is home to a $20,000 to $30,000 ring.
What a genius.
Which, of course, based on the Vaseline-like substance, just go ahead and slides right off and is encased in the tile when the gentleman gets in his car and rolls away.
Wow.
That's genius right there.
That's good. That's good work right there.
That's Dylan, what do you think about that guy?
It's pretty greasy.
That is
Mr. Greasy.
That is Mr. Greasy.
Extremely.
So how much was this ring worth?
Between $20,000 and $30,000.
Wow.
Which makes you wonder, what the fuck are you doing riding around with a $20,000 to $30,000 ring just on your hand?
Somebody cased her out, man.
The greasy bastard at whatever pawn shop he sold that to is loving life right now.
Most likely, yeah.
Yes. He probably got like $900 for it, and that dude's going to flip it for 10 grand.
Exactly.
Right.
Pow! Right here in our own backyard. Let me ask you, what would you guys, would you guys classify like hearing as, as a disability?
Hearing?
No, hearing.
No.
Like you just heard me ask that question. Would you classify that as a disability?
I think that's an ass.
What about,
well, maybe.
What about seeing each other? Would you seeing?
That's,
you know,
an
what I'm saying?
Ability.
Yeah, right. That's so that's ability. Not a disability. What about smelling?
No.
Ooh, depends where you're doing your smelling.
No, I'm saying with your nose. Like you can smell.
You lose your sense of smell.
No. If you can smell, is that a disability?
If I can smell? Well, yeah. I don't know. There'd be some...
I'd say it's a disability. It's pretty minor, though.
I mean
it does help.
Being able to smell is a disability. You know, not the act of, you know, having a foul smell to you, but the act of sniff, sniff. Oh, that smells great. Apparently, that can be called a disability, according to U.S. District Judge Lawrence Zatkoff. Because right here in our own backyard, a Detroit City employee can proceed with a civil suit claiming that she couldn't work because of a coworker's strong perfume.
Ooh.
Right, as if the city isn't in enough fucking trouble as is. Zatkoff determined that Susan McBride might have a case on her hands based on the Americans with Disabilities Act. McBride says that she's, quote-unquote, severely sensitive to perfumes and other cosmetics. And she says that the perfumes that a coworker of hers wore in the city's planning department made it extremely difficult for her to breathe and operate. She says that the coworker also used one of the, the plugged-in desanitizer
Glade
things.
Right, right, right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right,
like the Glades and shit. She says that, you know, the smells of those were deeply offensive to her at work.
Well, I understand. Have you ever gone into somebody's house where they just have, like, overpowering perfume? In the house, they got, like just smells of crap everywhere. There's oils and candles. Yeah.
It's like, I understand what you're saying, but it's like at the job, okay? I mean, the chick that she's claiming this against, she stopped using the Glade plugins and shit, but she still wore a perfume. How can you tell a chick to not wear perfume?
Yeah, man.
That'd be like me saying, oh, her makeup is offensive. She looks so delicious, but won't fuck me.
Up to the offender, whoever it is, you know, wearing the actual offensive perfume to go, all right, you know what? I probably won't wear it. I'll try something else. Unless, yeah, you're just like, oh, fuck you. I'm going to wear what I want. Which in case, then you go ahead and just take advantage of a program.
I don't understand. So, what was she doing? Like cuddling with her on the job?
It's like, I can understand if the chick just walked up to you and just like leaned in your personal space, what? Like for your full 8-hour shift.
What if she just reeked so bad that you couldn't even be within a 20-foot radius of her and she had to wear the perfume?
Check it out. They work for the city. That means that they work in a city building. That means that there are more than just one fucking cubicle available.
Sure. She can't request that fucking, to move?
If it's, sure. Exactly. If it's that fucked up, move your ass 20 feet to the other side of the building.
Dylan, you know what I'm saying? Why are people idiots?
And there's the answer.
Pretty much.
That has to be the most drawn-out sigh I've ever heard.
But he makes a point. People are indeed idiots when you can resort to even, you know what? Well, I'm surprised she didn't call the police.
Speaking of idiots and speaking of police, pow! The finale, the ultimate grand finale of this bit of quick hit.
She did call it, please.
No. This is the next story.
Oh.
Over in Montgomery Township, New Jersey, the police.
Hold on. This is from New Jersey, so it's not going to surprise me.
The police got into a standoff at a New Jersey bank after they learned that a person inside tripped off the alarm at the PNC Bank in Montgomery Township.
Is this the cutout story?
Yes. Yes, this is.
Apparently, continue.
Apparently, the alarm was tripped on a Thursday night. Police that arrived at the scene saw what they thought was at least one person through the windows. But, of course, the blinds were drawn because, you know, it was after hours. The area was sealed off. Three nearby apartment buildings were evacuated. And authorities had bullhorns. They made telephone calls. Did the whole nine while trying to make contact.
I just like to see those detectives. Damn it, they're not answering.
Look, trying to make contact with whoever was inside. And after repeatedly failing to get a response, they finally sent in, like you just said, the SWAT team. And imagine the fucking joy on their faces after being called out, you know, told that, you know, this guy, you know, it's a standoff, it's a life-threatening situation.
Buildings.
You know, you might not come out of this alive. They're armed and dangerous, this, that, and the other.
It's New Jersey.
And it's a cardboard cutout figure.
A cardboard cutout perpetrator.
Exactly. Does it say who the cardboard cutout was? I'm curious.
No, it doesn't say, but just imagine that. How much of an idiot do you have to be to just sit there and look like that guy's not budging? He means business.
I'm going to go ahead.
It's a cardboard cutout of John Stamos.
I'm going to say this is another, right, or Ted Danson. This is another example of the three men in a baby syndrome, where in fact it's a cardboard cutout in a scene where everyone panics and thinks there's a ghost in the movie.
Conspiracy theories aside, Baiju.
Sure. If it's not a ghost, it's a perpetrator, a cardboard perpetrator, right?
How much of an idiot do you have to be to realize this dude isn't fucking moving?
For like 3
this
hours.
This dude, he's not even peeking out the window. He's just standing there, just stiff. Just like, I mean, shit, I would have had to go take a piss or something.
The cops are like, what kind of game is this guy playing?
You know, he's not even breathing.
Unbelievable.
This guy is hardcore.
Still, the still bandit. Yeah.
This guy is hardcore. He's sitting there. He's plotting.
So they finally get in there and find out it is indeed a cardboard cutout of Robert Leisure.
Yes.
Robert. You know what? I would have been much happier with what happened at the Taj Mahal had it been Robert, you know, Leisure and cardboard cutouts of John Stamos and Ted Danson.
Way to take us on a downer, Olin.
Yeah, but it's something that needs to be discussed, unfortunately.
Yes, it does.
You know?
Yeah, we got to lean in that route.
Whoop-pow! See what I'm saying? No, stop. Shout out to Trailer Park Boys. Excellent.
Yeah.
And television show.
Well, I would say the order of the day is false flag terror. So let's just make this known. We'll touch on it real quick. Look out
terror.
For false flag terror.
You know, I meaning?
Wait, how right. come every time meaning. There's false flag terror, meaning. I see Dick Cheney?
Because he shot his own homie in the face.
Sure, he don't give a fuck. He'll shoot you right in the face. And then,
yeah.
Well, have you ever seen the man talk? Have you ever seen him talk? He's lizard-like, and his mouth doesn't even move. He's just like, yeah, you know, they're bad.
Yeah, dude, well.
You're making me richer, all idiots. Yeah, I'm Dick Cheney. All right, I'm sorry,
well,
continue.
False flag issues being orchestrated terror attacks. When I say orchestrated, I mean coming from the top on down. I mean, the UN plays such a role in globalization. Ultimately, what happened, you got Taj Mahal siege. So you got India, you got Pakistan and Afghanistan, border India, essentially. And they say that it was militants. The story says, AP, it's out there, according to the mainstream media. These are Muslim militants.
Are they maybe connected to Al Qaeda? Is this what I understand?
No. In fact, this is a different faction called still terrorist branch called the Mujahideen. Right. So when you mentioned to me,
hold on, Steve. We got Bill O'Reilly on the line. I think he has a word to say about you.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly.
What's up, Papa Bear?
O'Reilly, how you doing? Bill O'Reilly.
Bill, I just want to say you're a douchebag.
No.
Sorry,
shut up. I can talk longer. Listen. This is un-American. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
I give up.
My cousin's fighting in the war in Afghanistan. How dare you bring that up, sir?
I was just browbeaten.
No, just answer my question. Answer my question.
I was just browbeaten by Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, you know.
Beat me into submission.
Bill O'Reilly, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't really know why you American mates put up with that bloke. I really don't.
Again, whenever I hear Al-Qaeda, you might as well say CIA-da. Mujahideen, same thing. These are terrorist fractions that have been paid off immensely by American military,
in other words, mercenaries.
Like I said before, I'll get back to saying one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist here.
Yep.
They fund these guys. CIA and bin Laden was given millions by that organization, by our administration.
Yep.
They build them up. They fund them to create freedom fighters. And then when they go rogue, they're terrorists. There are terrorist issues. The only thing about this particular story is that when you go through the mainstream media and AP and talk to the people locally, which a couple of factions have, like your independent media is talking to the locals, and the locals
just like this guerrilla media. And
guess what? Amazingly enough, the locals have a different story than what the mainstream press is pushing.
Of course,
isn't that what happened in Russia and Georgia, and then it was exposed, and
they said Russia attacked.
Right. And then everybody just kind of like, and then Shepard Smith. Oh, I hate to cut you off, but you see, the butt plug that's in my anus has exploded, and I don't know what to do. Okay, commercial.
He's poisoned by his butt plug. Yep. So anyway, same thing here. They're saying when you talk to the locals there, they will tell you, yeah, actually, they pulled up on a boat, these militants. They're wearing all black. They seem very calm and collected. They had a plan. They walked to a bar.
Hold on.
And had a drink.
Before this happens, a bunch of heavily armed ninjas went to a bar.
Fishermen and Indians in India spotted this, sure.
These weren't those same guys from Camden, were they?
No. These are
no
not
Under
the,
Armour?
No. These are not the drug addict fighting ninjas.
Although those ninjas are freedom fighters, yes.
Yeah, they are. They are in their own right. Okay, anyway,
so,
I'm sorry.
And guess what? Reported it. They reported that these dudes are strolling up on a beach like this and going for a drink. local police, of course, working with now the world police, hence through the UN, they didn't do anything about it. They actually let them get as far as getting into the Taj, storming in there and firing at people. So you're talking, I think they're up to 700 some dead thus far. All of them, again, like they reported, the Indians will tell you they're dark skinned, right? No problem. They will point out these guys were fair skinned, no beards,
fair-skinned,
wearing black. Oh. Same thing with Ossetia. That Russian attack, there was men in black there, heavily armed. So man, let's just let that be known to anybody listening. Look out for what's considered false flag. Look out for this one. There's going to be many in the name of world order. We're going to have to start to be policing the world. Look out for that. Look out for the fact, too, you're going to start to see a lot less of what's happening in Iraq in the media, as they will be now covering more Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Interesting.
As the Obama administration has said, they want to start focusing more on that area of the Middle East and get Iraq out the news.
I'll let Dylan point this out. Dylan, what is Obama's, website
Dylan found
say.
Some good stuff about
yeah, he,
that.
He
man.
Did dig up
All you
some
have to
good
do is you go to BarackObama.com and you look in there his issues about foreign policy. And, I mean, one of the first things is it says he's increasing the military, period.
End of story. And
I mean, and he gives you numbers at how much and all that. And then you read further down and kind of mixed up in some other stuff about some particular vehicles and planes that he plans on using to do whatever they do in the Middle East. It talks about extending global powers.
In other words, globalization.
Yeah, dude, there's those beautiful one-liners that show up in that stuff that you got to look for.
You got to read between the lines there.
Which most people don't. They would scan it and not realize that it says to increase global powers. Really? What about infrastructure?
Now, with what America did with Barack Obama, it's sort of a triumph for the American people in a unification sense. But at the same time, I don't think they understand what Barack Obama is capable of and what kind of policies he's actually going to enact. He's not here to help us.
You know, dude, like Bill Hicks said, famous comedian. You familiar with Bill Hicks?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just a ride. He says, you know, they're holding up the vote for the puppet on the left, vote for the puppet on the right. Wait a minute. There's one man holding both puppets. It's same scenario and it always will be.
Right. When Goldman Sachs is the top funder for both candidates, it just kind of...
And that's that on that. Pow!
Yeah. Yeah, that was
it. Lotion and Big Baby Pete.
This is good. Who likes the Trailer Park Boys?
Yes, sir.
They're all right.
They're all right. Have you seen them?
I saw parts.
Okay, you've got to watch some then. Next time you get some free time, you got to come watch some of these episodes. They're epic. Dylan, have you seen it?
Bubbles, baby. Yeah. That's what I'm talking
about. Oh, it's trailerparkboys.com if you don't know what I'm talking about.
There, Riff Ricky.
Steve French, what?
Steve French, you're getting a little wild here, boys.
Anyway, this just reminds me, a top cop, mistakenly, and they quote top cop for whatever reason, he shot himself in the thigh. He was trying to teach his daughter about gun safety.
I heard about that.
Wait, where is that?
And he shot himself.
I heard about that.
This happened in Monroe. It happened in Ohio. Monroe, Ohio. Really? That's not too far.
You know
from
what?
Here.
Like, wow. Funny that they preface that story with top cop shirt. If it was just some douche on the beat, no big deal. Of course, you expect them guys to go shoot themselves.
Yeah, right. They shoot themselves every day.
Right. I mean, come on. They got that viral video of the cop trying to show the class how that to, you is, know.
And then he tries to play it off.
Right. Are you okay? You just shot yourself,
that.
Motherfucker.
Are you guys okay? He's like limping around. He's like, I can't. We need to.
He's still trying to be all, you know.
Right. He's asking around, are you okay? Are you all right?
Because that's what
you're
you do.
You're the motherfucker that's bleeding, cop.
Right.
God.
Oh, man.
Is this a good time now to mention Plaxico Burress, the New York Giants?
Oh, my God. That was so fucking funny.
Speaking of shooting yourself.
He shot himself in the thigh as well.
Really? I didn't know that.
Dude. Yep. What was it, Friday night?
Yeah. First of all, he's missing practices. He's getting busted for not.
Yeah.
Right. He's already injured.
Had a hard time lately.
Yeah. And then to make it harder, he shoots himself in the thigh.
Right. He shoots himself in the thigh in a club. So now you not only do you have some idiot shooting himself, you have an NFL star in a club full of patrons with a loaded weapon.
He's supposed to have good hands, right?
That's why I like the movie Friday, because Ice Cube's about to shoot that one dude in the first movie, and his dad's like, no. Real men fight with their fists.
Sure, man, yeah.
But it's Plaxico Burress.
He's supposed to have good hands. You don't fumble a gun.
Compared to us, he's huge.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's just, like, ripped.
It's a professional athlete, that finally tuned
right.
in, you know?
Why does he need to be tooling around the club with a gun?
Because he's an idiot.
He could, you know, because he's got money, really.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but think about it. That would mean that he's got also, of course, he's got a fucking entourage with him. Yep. And he's got bodyguards.
What a great story to keep everybody distracted with while the Taj Mahal is just being decimated.
And ironically, you haven't heard a lot about this Taj incident.
Yeah, you know what?
It's interesting that people should know more about it, just like you should know about the Rosetta thing.
No, last 3 days, I've just been kind of doing some things. I broke my drought, and I'm happy.
Fuck you, Olin.
I'm happy.
You know what? Actually, this morning I was online, and I saw that that they actually had beefed up security for a while at the Taj Mahal, and right before this attack happened, it was gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was gone. Well, they say it's the top chef at the Taj Mahal actually says, you know, yeah, we had security like three levels security. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like you go through a door, they're checking your shit. To get through the very next door, they're checking your shit.
And it's like all those doors that required locks were wide open. Come on down to the Taj Mahal. No security.
In this case, like you're saying, though, they probably wouldn't have made that move had they been heavily secured that day. Almost like maybe they knew.
Well, yeah, but then again, wouldn't you expect security to, you know, look, stick around? Because that's the reason. That's the thing is that the top chef, he says that they, you know, they have forewarning about something happening, which is why they had beefed up security. And the shit didn't happen until after they said, oh, okay, everything's all right, security can go.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
It's believable. It's
top
fucked
chefs,
up. Well,
no,
it's believable.
Cops.
More and more people are just beginning to start discrediting the media altogether because it.
See, this is what I meant by, like, some older folk I've talked to that have just always accepted a particular kind of story, and now in their 60s and 70s are like yeah,
fuck it.
They've been lied to
but
for
it takes
so
your,
long.
Think, you know, you could take, we're talking about this now, and we're, you know, awakened, conscious individuals, all three, Dylan, all you guys, but imagine you just, you know, it takes people their whole life to kind of come to a realization, which is cool, at least you get it in a lifetime, but it's more important to kind of get it over with and start paying attention.
There's no conspiracy theory. The facts, all you have to do is Google these things, and they pop right up.
That's why I'm careful of talking conspiratorial, dude. I like to reference things you can research yourself. Absolutely. But will they research it? Sure.
Right. No, you're just some crazy conspiracy.
It's easier for people to jump to a conclusion and say, hey, it's a conspiracy theory, as it is to go and actually look into something. Sure.
Right.
Absolutely. Unbelievable.
But anyway.
Well, anyway, yeah, I don't really have anything else. I just wanted to, you know, let everybody know that in Monroe, Ohio.
Look out for top cops.
Right? Yeah, look out for top clock.
They so gangster, they shoot they sales.
That's pretty hardcore,
dude. With a Glock, too. It was a Glock 45, so.
He thugged himself.
You know?
About to thug up my thigh.
Look, they say cops is the biggest gang in the world, yeah, and that's gangster, right? He shot himself, son. Yeah. You don't get no gangster than that.
There's one gangster cop. Oh, man. So I guess his leg is all blown out.
He terrorized his own thigh.
You know?
Yeah.
That's self-terrorization.
Yeah, right.
Well, what about terrorization on the municipal level?
Why not?
What you talking about, Olin?
In Attleboro, Massachusetts, a 74-year-old blind woman, her daughter that takes care of her came over to the house, opened the mail, and got a letter from the city of Attleboro saying, hey, we put a lien on your house for a cent, a penny.
She owed a penny?
She owed a penny. Is that really?
Where was this at?
Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Fuck Massachusetts.
Well, again, back to, contractual obligations. They're just using her own, she probably signed something that says she was obligated for a penny.
It's
up to a penny.
Yeah, it's crazy that you would be threatened to lien your house by the water company for a penny. They can't send a guy from the water department out there. So like, hey, excuse us, you owe us a penny.
Fuck that! You can't just like step outside
and find one.
Wait, but you know how you can fix that, right? Is by direct depositing all your paychecks into a bank account and then making them take the money directly out of your bank account so you can share your bank information with them so they have easy access to your money, right? I mean, that's the right thing to do, right? Or am I wrong? Have I been lied to?
You've been lied to.
Oh, yep. Unbelievable.
That's just more or less because they want a cashless society. So, of course, it's easy. They know people will lean away if it's easier.
I'm really looking for looking forward to the Western Hemisphere Security Initiative here to start next year. I cannot wait.
Oh boy.
Those little handy new passports that are just going to be required like a driver's license.
I'm not having one.
No, you have to. You have no
I'm
choice.
I'm not fucking having one.
He said he ain't having it.
Not nah, good.
I'm
you know
not
what?
Fucking having We're one. I'm looking you right in your eye. I'm not fucking having one.
Well, the Olin Ezra show is not going to Canada, but that's fine. We won't have them. And if we get pulled over, we'll go to jail and be tortured and killed.
Yeah, just bring my birth certificate with me. It's all you need.
Right. They just know it's a fucking initiative to just get those fucking chips on you, around you, no matter what.
They're advertising like, hey, check out this awesome RFID technology.
RFID, the wave of the future.
Love RFID.
We love RFID, Mom.
You get little kids all smiling and shit.
I'm so glad you injected that sharp plastic object into my leg.
I like my bird chip, Mom. Hold on, give me a second. Let me light the fuse on this F-bomb. Fuck them. No, I'm not getting one.
Hells yeah. You heard it here first, right?
F-bombing it.
Baby P. That's unbelievable. What about Magnanimous and the Industry of Sleeping coming up December 6th?
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to that shit. We'll have fun.
2000.
I'm going to display some skill.
But I just want to say we're going to be advertising overseas, over in Chester, on the asses of the strippers at the Platinum Lounge in Bridge Street.
Dope. Are you kidding me?
Apparently, over in Chester, overseas, of course, they've come up with a quote-unquote cheeky idea. Apparently, they're going to let you stencil your advertisements on the asses and bodies of the strippers.
Oh, I want to do some stenciling on strippers.
Let's go stencil us some strippers. Where's Chester?
Exactly.
Is that in Switzerland?
It's not really a tattoo or anything. It's a stencil and body paints.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, it's like... This shit is pretty much like I guess you pay per night. You know what I mean?
Oh my god!
I mean, because if it was a full on tattoo, that's just ridiculous.
Okay,
you know
Pat,
what I mean?
This is your job. Your job is gone wrong. Your job is to figure out how to get the Olin Ezra show and Magnanimous's little logo with the owl tattoo.
The New World Owl.
An ex girl, a friend of mine that lives in East Point, said when she saw my truck with the Magnanimous sticker on it. She sees that every day at a sign by her house.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, right.
Oh,
on.
That logo's getting out there, man. Yeah, yeah, I've heard some other dudes tell me too.
Yeah, she was like, I didn't recognize it at first. Then I was driving home, and I was like, oh, that's on Holland's truck.
See, yeah, because I got one, and it's like I still have one, and I'm looking for like the perfect place to put it.
Yeah.
I don't want to just put it like, you know what I'm saying, on my car, because I know I don't really go anywhere in my car. You know what I'm saying? I want to put it someplace like stationary where like every time someone walks past, they'll say, oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, yeah,
the
just
bus
hit a,
stop.
Yeah, hit a good sign or something, no doubt.
Bus stop, stop signs.
Yeah, but I'm like, bus stops, you know, they get all the rain and shit, and eventually, you know what I'm saying?
It's a vinyl sticker. It fights the weather, fights off rain.
Vinyl.
They don't soak off.
Vinyls are good. Yeah, vinyls are good.
The New World Owl.
The Cardiac Academy. The Cardiac Academy sticker is still up behind the Coffee Bean in Plymouth. It's been there for almost 7 years.
Wow. I saw an Ajax sticker off of 275 near 10 Mile. River and 10 Mile. It looks like it's been there for a while.
Just pop up everywhere.
Well, point, sure, man. It still starts to pop up all over.
Viral.
Well, all right, no problem there.
Well, so for myself, I'm excited to have my name on the on a stripper's ass, Big Baby P.
Now you're really syphilis.
I am definitely syphilis. Magnano.
That's that on that.
And Dylan over there running the sound.
The views and opinions in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Tapwater Productions.
Yes, they are. You produce us. We are your production.
And we're going to take you out to Tongue Jack That Balloon Knot. Only on Detroit's Underground Talk
B-dab, baby.
Revolution.
So what do you want to do tonight?
Balloon Knot.
Stop it. Come on. What should we do?
Balloon Knot.
What is wrong with you? That's disgusting.
Balloon Knot.
I'm about to let my boys from B-Dab here like a tell a little story and whatnot. You break them down. Long story short, and I sort of regret telling the tale of my first balloon knot. I happen to have met this girl, yo, let's say that now. Me and her had returned from a night on the town. Like, time to slow it down, and it was around two when a simple massage led to my bedroom. But I had no condom, but she was on the rag. It looked like we were gonna play genital tag. But I didn't want this night to go to waste, so I swallowed a shot of JD to kill the taste. Put my face down in a place where it stinks. Hey, I didn't wanna, but after a few drinks, I was thinking, why not? It goes nothing. Then I bugged my nose, stuck my tongue in. And she was feeling it, squealing like a demon. Her eyes rolled back in her head, and she was screaming.
Tongue jack that balloon knot. Tongue jack that balloon knot. Why not? Tongue jack that balloon knot.
Till the rim gets raw when your drawers got blood spots.
Tongue jack that balloon knot. Tongue jack that balloon knot, baby. Tongue jack that balloon knot.
Till the rim gets raw when your drawers got blood spots. Soaked the bowl, rinsed out my mouth, but it wasn't enough. I could still taste the dirty sound. Must be good, cause before I could speak, she gave me a kiss and a whisper, you a fucking freak. For me, nah, cause freaks are clean. I'm really more of a filthy horse wet dream. Then she begged to have a lick and went down like the Titanic. Shit, pulled out my biological vibrator and I made her suck it down like an hour later. About an hour later, she was done giving head and the jaw hurt. She wanna use her tongue instead. She said, you wanna try a little something strange? I said, is it gay to engage in balloon play? She said, no way. Now hold on for the sensation. My eyes roll back in my head and I was saying,
don't let that balloon knot. Tongue jack that balloon knot, why not? Tongue jack that balloon knot.
Until the rim gets raw when your drawers got blood spots.
Tongue jack that balloon knot. Tongue jack that balloon knot, baby. Tongue jack that balloon knot.
Until the rim gets raw when your drawers got blood spots. Big Daddy Wilton keeping them tied up. Yo, Don Knotts, I break them loose.
Yeah, I love it.
suit. Take them knots back to the jacuzzi. I dip them in the jacuzzi like wet noodles and stretch them out. TJ, TBK, can cheer you up when you had a bad day. TJ, TBK, tell me that you wouldn't tongue jack Beyonce. TJ, TBK, can cheer you up when you had a bad day. TJ, TBK, don't be afraid, man, it's not dangerous.
Tongue jack that balloon knot. Tongue jack that balloon knot. Why not? Tongue jack that balloon knot. Till the rim gets raw when your draws got blood spots. Tongue jack that balloon knot. Tongue jack that balloon knot, baby. That balloon knot. Till the rim gets raw when your draws got blood spots.
Ew.